If you are ready to get a guaranteed 10 deals in your wholesaling real estate business by the end of this year, this is going to be the complete full tutorial for you. I'm going to show you exactly, step by step, holding your hand, how to get 10 deals this year in wholesaling real estate. Now, I have some very shocking news I have to tell you about this. This is not your mama's, this ain't your gurus, this ain't your auntie gurus. Best friends guru seminar webinar where I try to sell you something crazy at the end. This is the dang truth from a wholesaler that's done thousands of wholesaling deals, from someone that's taught hundreds of thousands of wholesalers how to get rich in this business. I'm going to tell you exactly, step by step, how to guarantee. Guys, I put my name on a lot of things. When I say the word guarantee, I'm here to get you guys rich in wholesaling real estate. When I say guarantee, I'm going to tell you how to do it. A lot of people aren't going to like the things I say on this, but I'm going to tell you the dang truth on it. If you are ready to go out here and get 10 deals step by step, this is going to be the tutorial for you. But before I share this huge, massive secret that is going to change the world in your life, your financial freedom forever, guys, do me a favor. Make sure you smash that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And always go out here and comment below your questions. I always love talking to you guys. I love seeing how I can help you guys become the best wholesaler possible. And always, this is live. You know, we're always live Sunday nights here. And really, I bring the heat on the personal channel on Sunday nights because I could say things that I sometimes can't say on the Flip Brick channel. Sometimes I feel like I go a little out there. I can tell you the truth. I can go and tell you what you really need to hear. And this is the stuff that's unfiltered. This is the stuff that late at night, I think about how to change people's lives. This is what I'm telling you. And so if you're watching this, you want to do 10 deals by the end of the year, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. You ain't going to like it, but it's what you need to hear. I know I say this a lot, but I'm going to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. So let's talk about this. And the first thing you need to know about making 10 deals a year in wholesaling real estate is something you might not want to hear, but I tricked you. Okay, you've been tricked. All right, I know me making this, call myself clickbait, call myself trying to make fun of you, trying to click you into getting this video, but I tricked everyone. You've been bamboozled, you've been attacked. I've tricked you, honestly. That's what I've done. Okay, now let me tell you exactly what I mean by this. The wholesaling real estate game is rigged exactly like a Las Vegas casino. All right, if you've had the pleasure of never being in Vegas, good for you. But casinos and the wholesaling real estate guru game is the exact same thing. Heck, I would consider the YouTube wholesaling game the same exact way. It is rigged like a casino. And I'm telling you, by the end of this, you'll know how to do 10 deals step by step. But I need to let you know this right now. The casino in Vegas, it takes your money and it wants you gambling forever. So it's trying to take your money and keep you in the gambling booth or whatever it's called in there. Just giving money, inserting the coins and doing it. And so you might see this in wholesaling real estate. You might see it a lot, right? To make X amount of money in X amount of time, insert coin, and you will get my course for this amount of money, right? This is where you see most wholesaling real estate videos at. And obviously I'm not telling you insert coin for like, I give everything for free at freewholesaling.com, but you should understand that to make X amount of dollars in X amount of time, usually they're like, insert this coin, insert this amount of money, and I will go tell you, right? It's a gambling hall, all right? And you're gambling, right? I put the 20 grand in this coaching program, and I hope to get X result. You're playing blackjack. You're playing poker at this point, right? You know, most people aren't going to win that. You're playing roulette with yourself, right? And so what did I show you today, right? I'm showing you guys exactly how to guarantee to get 10 deals this year. You want to make 25K a month, all these things. Usually it's like the casino. Now there's like, oh, okay, click, click, click. And they watch this and they're like, I'm going to get 10 deals, right? And yeah, 10 deals is great. That's important, right? And I'll give you that. That's great. We like that. That gets the clicks, I guess. But I'm tricking everybody today. I want you guys to get rich. I want to do it for free. Heck, I'm doing it for free right now. But I'm telling you the dang truth, all right? Really, I tricked you, okay? I'm not going to show you how to make 10 deals this year, all right? I'm actually going to show you how to make 6,000 phone calls this year, 6,000 contacts with sellers. Well, why am I doing that instead? why is this? Am I tricking you? What's the point of this? Because if you just focus on doing 6,000 contacts on a certain type of lists, you'll actually go out here and make 25K a month, 10 deals a year. It's almost a 10 deals a year guaranteed system, 6,000. But nobody wants to watch that video. Okay, I know how YouTube works, all right? Got enough following right now, I think I can tell. No one's going to like the how to do 6,000 phone calls a year. Nobody likes that stuff. They want the, how to make this quick cash, really quick. None. Okay, I tricked you. I want you to get rich. Generally, in my heart, I want you to get rich. There's no intern coin at the end of this thing. I'm just giving you practical advice. And this is advice a lot of people on YouTube don't want to hear. I know, go click on some other guru's video. They want you to insert coin in the gambling hall after. But let me tell you this straight up. Why is gambling more attractive than stocks or rentals, right? You make fast cash. You can double your money. You can triple your money really quick. It's a guru trap. I want everybody watching this to understand that is a guru trap. What I'm telling you today is how to get rich slow. And I know wholesaling real estate is a way, and heck, I'm the living, breathing example at 17 years old. $20,000 in 30 days, that seems get rich quick, right? But it's really get rich slow if you really look at it. If you want to get 10 deals in a year, it's actually, if you do it on the micro, if you look on a weekly basis, you're not making 25K that week, right? Make 25K at the end of the month. And that's considered slow. A lot of people are used to their paycheck every week or every other week. And so I want you to understand here is in fast cash side hustle schemes or whatever, this is a get rich slow business. You put work in. There's no cash. You're just putting work in and you're not seeing that cash. It's a get rich slow, in my opinion. Yeah, maybe the 30 days is a good deal. Most people, 60 days get that deal, right? But if you want to consistently get wholesaling deals, you're consistently going to have to work and you don't get the pleasure, that dopamine hit of that check right there that week. And so it's not as attractive as the gurus make it. But if you do what I say, you'll get 10 deals this year. But you can't be focusing on the deals. I hate to tell you this. Championship athletes, true champions in life, people that train for something and get really good at it. It's almost like the act of the thing doesn't matter, right? The championship ring's all cool, but if I'm going to go in the mirror and focus on winning the championship and be like, yeah, I'm the man, that ain't going to get you anywhere. And the people that really focus on the rings and the bling and all that, it ain't going to come there, right? It's all about the training. It's all about practicing every single day, right? So if I want to make $1 million, what's the quickest way to make $1 million? Do I act like I want to go out here and make $1 million and be like $1 million? No. I say, hey, I'm going to go solve a problem, start a business, and do something. So the quickest way for me to make $1 million, this is just truth, was to put bandit signs out and find people that want to sell their house and make a bunch of assignment fees. That was the quickest way for me to make $1 million, not to go and meditate in a corner and manifest it, right? No. Okay. You become a billionaire, you make 100 people millionaires, and then that company will create you a billionaire. You don't focus on being a billionaire. You focus on making people millions. So how do I plan on being a billionaire? Hopefully someday, maybe in my 70s or 80s. I want to make thousands and thousands and thousands of millionaires watching this. In turn, give some JV deals. I make a lot of money off that, right? You know, big wholesaling deals. And hey, that helped me out. Put that on rental properties. Let that grow, right? Let compound interest do its thing. But like that's what I do. I'm getting rich slow. But it's compounding like crazy. So don't focus on the 10 deals. Focus instead on those 6,000 phone calls. And I just know 6,000 phone calls sounds a little weird, right? That's like, that's not a lot, or that is a lot. We're splitting into two groups here, where 6,000 calls is actually this crazy, massive, big number that's scary. Be like, why is it just that little, right? If I haven't wholesaled a lot, this might be weird to you, right? I would say on average, you want to get 10 deals this year. I would say about 6,000 contacts for drying for dollars, 6,000 sticky notes, 7,000 probates. Depends on the government lists. I'm saying this is very conservative. 18,000 government lists, I would say, were about, if using PropStream, Batch Leads, DMZAC.com, about 24,000 paid contacts, right? What is that, 2,400 a month, right? That's roughly what I'm going to say. Now, I want to ask everyone a question watching this, right? Like, does this scare you? Did what I just say scare the snot out of you? I'm hoping it did, because hopefully the weak ones can leave. But I think this is scaring most people hearing those numbers, because I'm giving you a macro, like, it's the law of human beings, right? If I give you, say, hey, if you want to bench this many pounds, you have to do 5,000 reps. It's like, what? Oh my gosh, that's so scary. But I say, just do 100 a week. Oh, that's a little scary. Okay. How about you just do 15 a day? Oh, okay. That's not bad. Human beings are really weird. If I break things down in a lot shorter distances, it's a lot less scary. So when it says 6,000 calls, 6,000 sticky notes, people flip out. I say 500 every single month. Okay, that's not bad. I say roughly about 100 a week. Not bad. And I say just 15 sticky notes a day will make you hundreds of thousands. Oh, only 15? That's easy, right? It's the law of large numbers for a lot of things. And if I look at a very broad scale, it looks really scary. But if I look at it, what I got to do every single day, that's what it is. So the moral of the story here is you want to get those 10 deals. Focus on just what you have to do every single day and do your dang job. I don't care if you don't want to do it today. I don't care if your hamstring hurts. I don't care if the knee's sore. You do it. All right. Phone calls ain't going to hurt the knee. All right. Do what you have to do every single day. I promise you, it adds up over time. All right. You put an ounce of water in a bucket every day for a year straight. Things can be gallons and gallons. Doesn't seem like a lot, but over time, it just adds up and adds up. Same thing with your calling. The more sellers you get in contact with, the more offers you make. And what I always say, an offer a day gets the guru away. And if you make an offer a day, no guru is going to be talking to you. All right, you're going to make a lot of money. That's the point. But if those numbers, that amount of marketing scares you, I want you to understand that the losers in wholesaling said that too. And I'm not calling anyone watching this a loser. You're actually the contrary, right? You haven't quit, right? What I always say, who's a loser in wholesaling? A loser in wholesaling real estate is somebody that has given up and quit the business. The people that have always given up and quit the business have always said, this is too much. Too much work for me, right? It's always that sentence. I can't do it. I can't do it. There's no way it is. It's impossible. There's no way I can do it. Oh my gosh, this is so much, right? And that's fine, right? Like, heck, that's fine. But I want you to understand that that 6,000 sticky notes that I told you to do, and it's all on freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course, that is way less work than delivering pizzas all day, every day. And if you ever worked a 9-to-5 job delivering pizzas, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. But 15 sticky notes, maybe an hour, 2 hours a day versus DoorDashing for 8 hours a day, that's a lot more work. But because you look at working in wholesaling real estate differently than you look at work at a 9-to-5 job, how can I even compare that, right? And so it drives me nuts, but like the amount of work to make 100K in wholesaling compared to the amount of work you're doing right now at your $15 an hour job is the same. It's the same amount of work, except one's going to pay you six figures and one isn't. But you add that wholesaling on top of your regular work and you think anything above my 40 hours is just crushing me. And I truly believe a lot of people think that. Like, oh, it's too much work. I'm like, you work way harder in your job right now. I know construction workers, carpenters, I know masons, people doing flooring. They make their first check in wholesaling. They're like, this is so much easier. I think a lot of you guys and gals are spoiled right now, okay? The broke wholesalers gave up and said that too. This is too much work for me. But the winners in wholesaling, the ones that get their deal, the ones that make six figures, I interview all of them. They all post checks. I had another one, a guy posted a $25,000 check today. I interview these people. They said, Roger that. Okay, Zach said this, I'm going to do that. And then they go out here and post a check, say, oh, wow, Zach actually, whatever you said worked. Shocking. But the 9-to-5 grind and the wholesaling grind is the same exact thing to a point. When you work a 9-to-5 job and you wholesale houses, it's the same thing. Your day-to-day is the same. You're just working, right? You're one day at a time, one thing at a time, you're doing it. The grind is different. I will tell you this. At least from a 9-to-5, when you're done at the week or two, you get that money. You get that salary. In wholesaling, you don't get that. You're an entrepreneur. It sucks. You don't get paid, right? But once you scale up and once you start doing deals, you get big checks. And there's risk in it, right? I'm not telling you guys to, you know, quit your job and let the kids leave on the streets. But like, I ain't telling you to do that, right? You can wholesale part-time, but you don't get that instant gratification, that salary. And what do they always say? You know, a salary is the price you pay to give up on your dreams, right? Like you are paying that salary so you don't have to go out here and reach your dreams. And if you're working a 9-to-5 job right now, unless you're living the life you want, a dream job, you're probably giving up on your dreams for something, right? And I'll tell you, there's only probably one job in the world outside of two jobs that, one job, I would say, you know, it would be okay if I was in wholesaling. And I'd probably be a quarterback, but I don't have those gifts, you know, and that's a sore subject. You know, the Heat never wanted me. I DM the Heat. They never wanted me on their team, but that's for a different day. I'm just telling you, like, if you're working a 9-to-5 job, I'm not saying you gave up on your dreams, but like, you're paying a price right now to give up working on that dream. Whatever it is, you want to be a ballet dancer, you want to be an artist, you want to be the next sports fisherman, you want to get rich and just provide for your kids, you work whenever you want. You're taking that salary to give up on the dreams. And that is the one difference between the 9-to-5 and wholesaling houses. And so the real question is, what will he choose? You guys know how to get 10 deals this year. All right. It ain't no secret. It's work. Every day, consistent action. I tell you how many to do. We're focusing on phone calls today because that is the quickest way to guarantee to get deals. The one thing I don't say on this either is once you make calls, once you do this stuff, you actually get better at talking to sellers. Every single call you make, every single hello, every single conversation, you get better and better and better at it. You get less nervous. You're great at it, right? But a lot of wholesalers will come out here and get super nervous. Oh my gosh. And the ones that say, oh, I tried everything. I worked so hard. I haven't gotten a deal. And we do a role play on the cold calls. They suck at cold calling because they never put the work in. They always tried the shortcut. They always tried the cheat sheet. And guess what happens when you cheat? You're going to get caught. You can't act like a baller on the phone if you didn't put the work in. That's why I go live and cold call all day, because I put the work in. All right. There ain't no one that can cold call like me, because I got the work in. I put the blood, sweat, and tears in this business. That's why I can consistently get deals, because I can talk to sellers and do it every single day. And that is the one truth that you have to understand. If you want to get good at talking to sellers, cold call. That's what I'm sharing with you today. So what will you choose? All right. Will you choose watching Netflix, or will you choose hopping on the one-on-ones and talking to me and becoming a better wholesaler to get rich? Guys, I connect you with thousands and thousands of wholesalers coming on those one-on-ones. If you need JVing and stuff, are you going to choose Netflix or talking to me? All right. I get it. Black Mirror came out. It's amazing. But what's going to get you rich? Watching the Breaking Bad Paul guy on a spaceship, or talking to me and getting rich, right? Aaron Paul. Watching Netflix or talking to me. Which one's going to get you rich, right? Door dashing or drying for dollars. Which one's going to make you 10K this month? Door dashing or drying for dollars. You guys, these are decisions you have to make every single day. And I guarantee I get a lot of youngins that come on here, right? I'm 23. I'm calling people young. I don't know why. But y'all come at me and say, I spend every single moment working. And I always tell every single person, like, hop on your iPhone and show me how many hours you spent on TikTok, how many hours you spent on Instagram, how many hours you spent on Safari or Google. There's always about 2 or 3 hours on there, all right? And I don't care what the dude across the world in Dubai is doing. That ain't going to get you rich. Focus on yourself. Get yourself rich, all right? I don't care what Aunt Sally made for dinner tonight and she posted it on the gram. It don't matter. You got to focus on getting yourself rich. That will create the true time freedom in your life. And I know this isn't a conversation you want to know, but you got to choose this, right? Go on the bar with the friends on Saturday or go into the bank to pick up your checks. These are decisions you have to make. And I am not a hardline guy who says, stop spending time with your wife or husband and kids, right? Like, there's balances. I get it. But for a lot of you people watching this, you are deliberately taking away from time you could spend making that 6,000 calls. And there are some moments where you got to say no to the friends and go out here and keep grinding. And there's moments you should say yes, right? Your best friend's getting married. Go to the wedding, okay? Hopefully that's only once or twice for them, right? But like, I'm just saying, there's a lot of moments that you could be using to go out here and chase your dreams. And I promise your friends will forgive you. I've had that grind, basically 16 to 20, where I spent some time with my friends, right? But it was like twice a month. It wasn't good. All right. And I purposely made that choice where basically I couldn't hang out that much, where any day of the week I can go hang out for hours because I built the business of my dreams. I built everything. I sacrificed about 4 years of my life for the next 70 years. And that was the decision I had to make. I kept all my friends. I kept all the relationships, all that great stuff. But I constantly made that effort to take away from that to build something that I know would take, that will protect me for the next 60, 70 years. And that decision I clearly made gave me time to make a YouTube channel when I was about late 19, about 20 years old. Because I started having, literally every moment I woke up, it was working. And I was like, all right, I got a couple hours. Let me just record myself doing deals. Maybe let's see how that works out. And that was the birth of this YouTube channel. 3 years in the wholesaling game. That's why you guys never saw me on YouTube. Oh, first deal. No, when I got my first deal, I said, on the next one. It was work, work. You never saw one stinking thing on the internet about me. Because all I was doing was I woke up in the morning, I wholesaled stinking houses, and I went to bed and I repeated the same process for about three and a half years straight before I even did one YouTube channel. And that first video is for me doing $50,000, $60,000 deals because I had extra time. I had employees at that point. And so you have to understand that I made that conscious effort. So I had the audacity to tell you this is if you have the ability to grind like I did, take it. I'm begging the 16, 17, 18-year-olds watching this, before you get married, before you have kids, before you get the dog, before you have these responsibilities that are going to weigh your time down, go out here and grind like crazy. There's just not a lot of opportunities you have in life as an entrepreneur to go out here and take that crazy risk. But what happens if wholesaling doesn't work out? Let's be honest with you. At 18 years old, is your life over? It ain't over. It ain't over. I promise you that. But if it does work out, life's changed. And so I want everyone watching this, you have decisions to make every single day. And I'm not here to say you're a loser, you go hang out with your friends, because I did that. But pretty much every single waking moment I grinded out and changed my life forever. And so I want everyone to understand this. You never hear the stories, the cool stories, the movies, the awesome things from fearful men and women. You only hear it from amazing, strong men and women that endured and won in life. I want you to understand this. Let's repeat this one more time. You are not descendant from fearful men. You are descendant from strong, warrior-type men and women out here, all right? Your ancestors did not fight off saber-toothed tigers in the winter or in the heat against lions and tigers for you to sit on your butt all day and do nothing, all right? You have a very strong bloodline right now, and you need to go keep that up and grind and do everything you have, guys. Tomorrow is never given for yourself. The next moment's never given. All you have is this moment right now. And once you understand that, do you want to live the life that you truly know you deserve to live? Your family does. I made that decision myself. Life's too short to be out here and just coasting by. You got to live the life of your dreams. You got to live the life that everyone will be proud of. And I ain't going to here to go jack you guys up. I have plenty of videos to get you all excited for everything. But I want you to understand one really big thing. And this is always one thing that's always motivated me. This might not motivate you, but this is something that always jacks me up for wholesaling real estate. It lights a fire up my butt, but to get out of bed and get it going. But like, what stories will your kids say about you? That's always the thing I always think about, right? First and foremost, about who you are as a man or woman, who your personality is, how you cared about others, how you treated life and other people around you. But outside of that, were you a risk taker? Were you the person that led a life that you were proud? Were you proud of what your grandfather did? Were you proud that your grandmother did? Did they go out here and do crazy, treacherous things? Did they do things that, yeah, there's some risk to it, but it paid off and it's something really, truly inspirational. I have those stories, and I hopefully in the future, my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids can say, hey, this guy actually did something nuts and it was crazy what he did. But he decided to make a lot of people rich and himself rich in the process. And that's something always pushes me really hard. Or was he just a guy? He worked his job, he coasted by and he died. And, you know, he retired at 70 and, you know, had a little house on the beach, right? And just lived at it. No, that ain't the life I am. I can't still stand still all day. I have to go out here and help the people out. I want to leave this world a better place than when I came in. And that is my goal. And that's the thing that's always pushing me. And so you have to think about that to yourself. Do you just want to live the life? Are you okay where you are right are you okay where you're at right now, financially, mentally, physically, whatever it is? And I want you to understand, you're watching this video. No, the answer is no. You're not okay where you're at right now in life. And this is a human condition. It's basically a disease. But human beings are wired to always want more. That's pushed us to the moon. That's what's going to push us to Mars. That's what's going to push us beyond what we ever thought was possible. If your whole family has only made $40,000 every single year for the rest of your life, you're going to be the man on the moon that's going to make 100K. That's insane. That's awesome. That's crazy. That's an insane journey that your kids can look back to and say, wow, I can't believe that happened. And you have to do that yourself. And I'm here to guide you. I ain't going to do it for you, but you got to do the work yourself. So you want to get 10 deals this year. Go out here and do the dang work. It sucks. Sometimes I get it. But focus on what you can do every single day consistently. Not one day, give up, go the next day. No. Consistently make a schedule. Go to freewholesaling.com, a free wholesaling course. Now lead you to wholesaling success. Guys, that's it. If you want to learn more, go to freewholesaling.com. I'm just telling everybody watching this right now, you deserve better. You're watching this video because you know you deserve better. Your life deserves better. And there is something you can do, making wholesaling real estate deals and making that money and doing that. That's why you're watching this video. You ain't watching this video because you think I have the soothest, awesomest voice on the coolest looking dude on the planet. You ain't doing it because of that. You're doing it because I get you money. It's a little selfish. I get it. But I'm being a little selfish right now. I want to make some money too. So you're watching me because you want to get rich, because you deserve to get rich. But if you really want to prove to yourself you deserve to get rich, do the work. Show me you did the work. That's the only difference I can tell you. The ones that always get these checks, I always did the work. The ones that always complain that they didn't get, most of them haven't done the work. That's the truth, guys. Go to freewholesaling.com. I got all the knowledge up there. There's never a knowledge problem. It's always the action problem. And that is how you get 10 deals guaranteed this year. And I've had one person on the one-on-one said, I did all everything you said to guarantee to get a deal. Never got a deal. And never have one. The only people that ever come on here and complain that they did what I say, oh, I did what you said, but I switched this. I used a different script and I only did 100 calls. Why am I not rich? It's like, come on. I ran about this all day. Go to freewholesaling.com. I'll show you exactly how to get rich in wholesaling real estate. So let me answer some questions. We got one-on-one links. I'll show you guys. There is a StreamYard link. Let me see here. All right, cool. Let me pop the StreamYard link. I think I popped it once, but I'll do that too. And I'll help you out. All right, so let's answer some questions. Angelo says, best hedge funds to shop the assignment of contracts in Texas. I don't know exactly what you mean by the best hedge funds to shop the assignment of contracts. Just use the assignment contract we have. Use a TREC sometimes in Texas, but there's multiple ways to do it. Thanks for the wisdom. I'm a certified private money lender. My life is going to change. Private money is fine, but you still make more money wholesaling, I promise you. Let's see here. About to grind virtual wholesale, 18 years old. Love to see it. Beep Tex. I've been watching a lot of videos and taking a lot of notes. Thankful to you. Beep Tex, hop on. Let everyone, they're able to talk to me one-on-one, telling you. JD says, is this pre-recorded? Of course, this is a pre-recorded. This is not live at all. Just kidding. I popped up your question live. Duh, this is always live. All right, we are currently at 10:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:40 on the West Coast. So, yeah, it's live, okay? Eddie Government says, I think pick the one. He said, what list should we start calling? It depends on how many leads you want to talk to and what you can do, right? You got paid list you're doing virtual. You can do the free government list you're doing virtual. In person, I prefer drawing for dollars and reverse drawing for dollars because it's less calls. And so everyone watching this, why did I tell you to do drawing for dollars first? Because everybody wants to get the money the quickest way, right? And so what type of list can you call to get deals the fastest? Drawing for dollars has always been there because no one can ever buy that list. And so because it's harder to obtain that list, it's actually better pound for pound. And that's kind of the point. That's why it's three times harder to get a deal off of a paid list than it is off of a earned list like trying for dollars. That's it. Trying for dollars is better than door dashing. I promise you that. Okay. I've had buddies, right? I will not rant that said, oh man, I made 24 bucks this hour door dashing. I'm like, well, you spent all this money on a car. You had to pay insurance on that, right? You had depreciation on the car. You paid gas. You didn't make 20, but you made like 15. If you drove for dollars, I pay my driving for dollars, guys, about 15, 20 bucks an hour, and I pay for their gas. Like, if you drove for dollars for yourself and learned how to wholesale, you'd be closer to what, $300, $400 an hour? Sometimes $100 an hour if you're not that good, but like, that's it. I see Gail in here. I want to make millions. If you truly, guys, want to go out here and make millions, do what it takes to make millions. Tony, we got some great ones. Got some great questions on here, you know? Let's see here. No, Zach, be a billionaire today. I can't be a billionaire today. Working on it. But I think I'd be the youngest billionaire in the world, 23. Yeah, I can't do that. But I'm working on getting people rich. It's basically it, you know? And I got a good amount, you know? Compound interest, we'll get there. Trust me, it's pretty easy. So what I want to do are some one-on-one calls and making sure everyone can hear me all good. We're all good here. So let me go out here and do some one-on-ones. I got the link on here. So first and foremost, we got Candy's back on. What's up, Candy?
Hi, Zach. How are you?
I'm blessed. Every day above ground's an amazing day. How can I help you out?
Okay. I want to see if you can help me with my objections and cold calling and the condition in my cellar. You can help me out with that.
That'd be I like awesome. It.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Just a second. Let me pull up my fake cello page. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Right, beautiful.
We got you here. Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Sir, I just want to know if you are the owner of 123 Main Street?
Yes.
Are you the owner? Okay. So I find out your home in Silo. I just want to know if you are still interested in selling that property.
Possibly, yeah. Who is this?
My name is Candy.
And okay, what do you want, Candy?
I want to see if you interested in selling your home. Me and my partner are looking for properties in this location.
Okay. What's your company name?
We don't have company name. We just work by ourselves.
Okay, so you're buying. Okay.
And we just buy.
How do you get my number?
You have your home in Silo, sir.
Okay.
You have your phone number here. That's mm-hmm. why I'm calling you.
Okay.
I calling you in a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Okay. So it's okay. You have time to talk about your home. What you can tell me about your home?
Yeah. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, mm-hmm. Ranch style. And as you can see from the pictures, it looks decent, right? It's where I got.
Beautiful home. You're taking care of good at that home. This one, it used to be a rental. It's kind of in the front yard, looks kind of messy on the pictures. So I imagine for my experience that maybe it's a rental or was a rental.
No, it was never a rental property.
It's not rental. Oh, okay. Yeah, because it looks kind of messy on the front. But also I noticed on the Zillow page that your home is being for sale for 115 days. Can you tell me what happened? You received offers. What happened? What has been so long?
I don't know. I don't think I've gotten the right offer yet.
What is the price that you need?
The full asking price.
According with Zillow, 150 days, seems to me like that price is not working. So are you willing to lower your price if we decide to buy your home for cash?
Okay, sure.
What be the number they be okay with you?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one calling me.
Yes, I understand that, sir. But we are serious buyers, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Well, Candy, if you're serious, give me an offer.
I need to see the property first, sir. So to talk about that, you know, it's like, I don't know if you understand, I need to see it, I have to feel it, I need to touch and see around, you know, the property. And to be able to start talking about numbers, I cannot use give you a number like that. Okay. So you think it's okay that we make a plan to get together and meet you in the property and talk about numbers?
Sure.
Okay. What again?
I'm here all day. So you can come here this evening or come here in the morning.
I think we're going to, I need to talk to my partner. So we're going to get together and I need to talk to him. So he is the one, actually the one who's going to be going to the property to talk to you. Okay. And hopefully we be able to talk numbers. But before we do that, when he goes over there, we're going to spend maybe what, like 40 minutes, 1 hour talking with you. What we want to know, we don't want to waste your time. We don't want to waste our time. You kind of you can confirm it that when we're there, you can take a decision when we go see your property. Just to be sure.
I mean, I can make a decision, sure.
Okay, perfect. So I think this is going to work out. You're the one. You're the one who take the decisions on the home, or you have your wife, you know.
I'm the only owner.
You're going to be the only one? Okay, perfect. So I think let me talk to my partner, and I guess we're going to see you there. I'm going to confirm with you through text, if it's okay with you, and give you the time and the day. It's okay with you?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll give you a call later. Okay, bye.
All right, Candy. How do you think you did?
I think I started good. I got. I wanna just cut my ums and my, you know. I wanna be more secure, but yeah, I think I got lost in the middle.
I think you got a little lost too. So remember the last conversation I had about what you needed to start doing?
The condition of my cellar, no?
Yes. But also I said one very important part. I said, you're way too nice. And because you're way too nice, you just want to have a nice conversation, which is just how you are as a general person. Okay. Nothing bad about you. But the issue with that is, we had a nice little convo and we never mentioned if I was willing to go off the price or not. You never tested me or where I was at. You could have completely done an appointment and I just would have wasted your time. And you're way too nice to just like X that out. And I'm the complete opposite. I'm a nice guy, but when it comes to like business, like my friends and like, I'm sweet, right? I could talk all day, old ladies. Yeah. But like when I'm talking to a young person like you, you know, I ain't going to be like, especially with business, I ain't going to be like super like sweet and to the point, like sweet and long. Like I'm to the point.
Okay.
Like you guys see me do my live calls. I'm like, tell me about the house. Why isn't it selling? Is there a problem with this thing? Okay. I mean, if I got to buy this, it's going to be around this. And if the reason is because that if the listing price right here is $150,000, let me know if everyone's following me. 150 grand is the listing price. On a Zillow, I got to have an MAO of at least 70% of that. So that's $105,000 would be my MAO. Let's say roughly I want to get this under contract for $90,000. I get $50,000 reductions all day, every day. No issue at all. I'm going to say my partner is probably closer to $120,000. Do I want to get a contract for $120,000? No way. I want $105,000. I want $90,000. Heck, even at $95,000, I make $10,000, right? Uh-huh. So if he's willing to go from 150 to 120, I know in person I can probably get him down even more. But if he's not even, if he's only willing to go down $5,000 over the phone, I know that's in no person point. He won't even go down at all. And I hate to tell you, I used to be a lot like you too. This game has bittered me, I have to say. I don't know if I can say it the right way. I've turned into a bitter old man with the amount of convos I've had with sellers after thousands and thousands of deals. I'm like, if you're not willing to go $5,000, I'm wasting my time. And from the amount of appointments I've had just wasting my time driving hours and hours and hours, I figured out a pretty fast system to figure out if it's going to be a deal or not. And number one, first and foremost, I got to pull the motivation out of a person.
Okay.
And so I know it makes it seem like I magically can pull motivation and I know exactly what to say all the time. It's just magic. It's like butter, but I do it with super precise questioning. And so the one question you never said was like, why do you want to sell the house? You never went into my motivation.
You know what? I noticed that by the end. So I was thinking how I go back to it. I can't, because I was already making the appointment. So I was like, how I go back to the,
let's go down the list, Candy. Motivation was missing, right? You touched on condition, but you never talked about kitchen. You never talked about any of that stuff, right?
No.
You never talked about that. So MC was never talked about. MCT. What's T?
Time frame.
Was that ever talked about? When do I want to get out of the house?
No.
No. MCT price. Was never talked about. And really price was kind of talked about, but you never really, you kind of asked me what I would do with price. And I you never really tested me on it. Would you budge on that if it was bad? If it's the offer's right. I'm casually just pushing you back and you're too nice. You're like, okay, I won't mess with it.
Before, they trained me to talk with the agents. I was really mean with agents.
I'm simple with my script. It's MCTP. You're being too nice. All right. You're doing CANDYENDY. MCTP. That's it. Get the MCTP and get out of there. All okay. Right.
That's why
the shorter with your conversations, the more sellers you get to talk to. And you ain't getting to 6,000 conversations.
You know
by,
what?
By doing this every single time. And so you got to really guard your time because as a seller, I will steal all of your time. Okay. I'll do it. I don't care. I only care about myself.
You know what?
Care about yourself too.
I know. It's what I've been doing all week. I was so happy because I finished my 200 listing. I've been having 200 nice conversations.
On market with agents, you got to do it, but I ain't teaching you how to do that.
No. I don't talk with agents anymore. What I'm saying is I've been talking to people, but I know being, I've been having really nice conversations, I guess. Oh my God. So,
heck, I talked to my mom for like an hour and a half today, just over coffee. Like I can talk the talk. But when it comes to making money, I'm very short. All right. And you have to understand that fine line because this is a business.
Yeah.
And there is rapport to be played on that. But you got to really see if it's a deal or not. And once you can figure out that there is some motivation, if I said, I got to get rid of this thing, I'm sick of it. This thing's been listed and you really pull the motivation. Hey, this thing's going to be auctioned off in like 2 months. Then we can start talking the talk and being nice and sweet. But
yeah.
I've been given the motivation. And what's the first question you have to figure out? What's the first motivation?
Motivation. Are you ready to sell your home?
You're wasting your time. And there's too many nice people. And I used to be the nice guy. I got bittered. And I get straight to the point. And that's why I can ram through the cold calls I do and get deals on the live streams. Because I just get rid of the people that aren't good deals. And I have to tell you, sometimes I'm like, this ain't a deal. You know, I talked to my partner. If it's all cash, he's at 110. I'm like, oh, he ain't going to say yes. And I get I can do that. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And okay. I got hours and hours, hundreds of hours of live calls. Like you go through them. Like there's plenty of those that happen. Right. And heck, more people have spent more time watching me do live calls than they do actually do live calling, which is embarrassing in my opinion, but MCTP, I'm telling you, cause you have more combos, you'll do a lot better. All right.
Okie dokie.
So thank you so much. Back on. If I don't get MCTP, I remember from the last two, now three, actually.
I think I practice all week. I think I did worse today than last week.
No, you're doing better. Trust me. You're a lot shorter this time than last time. I want you to, like, clearly, I got an identical memory, so I know this.
Uh-huh.
From the first time we talked, you did the whole flower bed situation. Remember that one? you don't want to get into that one, all right?
No more flower thing. No more flowers, no.
That was like crazy long. You cut it in half this time, which is great.
Okay.
We just got to cut in half again. So you are improving. I want you to know this.
Okay.
The next time we talk, I'm throwing you off the nest. You're going to start flying, okay?
Okay. Yes, I do.
You're doing good, Candy. I want you to understand. Do you understand? You were way better than last time, all right?
Okay.
You just got to keep improving. If you keep this rate up by doubling your skills every week, you're going to be insane level by the end of the year. So you'll be fine, all right?
I got the best trainers.
All right. Keep it up.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Nice. All right. We got Evan.
Zach, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good, man. You got the TV background and everything.
Yeah, I know. I decided to put the fireplace on just for aesthetics.
Are you in Indiana? What market are you in again?
Pardon? What did you say?
What market are you in again?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay.
Anyway.
Where in Pennsylvania again?
Like Western Pennsylvania.
Zach Hamilton's in Indiana. All right.
Oh, okay.
Wires call connected. All right.
Well, anyway, I don't know if you remember, but last time we talked, I was just getting ready to go in for surgery. So I was like,
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I went and had my whole ACL surgery, and then I was down for like 2 weeks for like not even allowed to walk. So in that time, I had been trying to pull a list online, and then I ordered like all these bandit signs and had my dad help me set them up. And I started putting bandit signs out and started like the second I was able to get on my crutches, I was like driving around, putting my bandit signs out. I was driving for dollars and crutching up people's stairs, putting sticky notes on the doors. Well, anyway, that's the most like feedback from people I've got so far is that I've had more calls from my bandit signs and my driving for dollars, the reverse driving for dollars than ever. So it does work 100%. But anyway, I had a couple questions because I did a for sale by owner Zillow call, and this gentleman answered and I built rapport with him and it went really well. So he was like, yeah, I'll go with you. I'm like, okay, yeah. The numbers seem right. And then I accidentally ran the repairs wrong and it was just too much and he wouldn't come down anymore. So I was like, okay. But anyway, right before that, I thought my numbers were right. So I was setting up the contract, right? I was, you know, typing it all up. And then he's like, oh, one last thing. He's like, the day I signed the contract, I told the other guys who put bids on it that whoever has the money first down, you know, gets the contract. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I want $1,500 down, like the day I signed. I'm like, so then I just like kind of froze. I was like, okay. I didn't even know what to say because I remember I was watching your dad's video like 5 minutes before signing the contract, like filling out the contract. And it said to put like $100 down, like $100 deposit and then fill it out. So I was like, okay. In my head, I was starting to question, like, what do I do in that situation when they want that much money down? I got stuck.
Yeah. Yikes. Okay. So you're asking me what to do in this situation?
So, yeah, I just didn't know what to do. Like, he wanted $1,500. The contract wasn't going to go, like, the deal wasn't going to happen either way. But say if it did and he still wanted that money down, I just had no idea what, I mean, I have the money to put it down if I had to. But like, that's a lot, you know, just to throw onto a contract.
Yeah, dude, I get it, man. I'll tell you this. All right. This is important.
Okay.
In real estate, if you want a deal, right, you either get price or terms, right? You heard me say that?
Yes.
So an EMD, is that price or terms?
That's terms.
Terms, right? Okay. So he wants those terms. Guess what you got to get in return?
A good price.
A price.
Yeah.
So think of a crazy low ball price. Like, all right. So let's say he wanted, let's say 90. Like, okay, well, if I want 1500 down, we'll be at 60. Oh, I can't do. Okay. Well, how about I do 75? I put 500 down. It's called negotiating, right? Yeah. Like, here's the cool. It's not there's a law that you have to put 1500 down. It's whatever he feels like. And so my purchase price is whatever I feel like too.
Mm-hmm.
And we can both change it either way. It's a little tennis match. And that's the truth. And so if I have a seller that wants that much down, I always get a stupid price. Stupid. Okay. I call it literally a stupid price. And I can always write in a way where the EMD is put after the inspection period.
Mm-hmm.
Casually just put that in there. And it works out pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that into consideration next time I run into that problem. So I had – this is away from that one. So I learned a lot from that one, so I wasn't discouraged at all. Like afterwards, I was comfortable, you know, talking to people.
Awesome.
But, so I had a bandit sign call yesterday, right? And this gentleman, he lives out in Ohio, but he has another house. So he calls me. He's like, "You buy houses?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." And he's like, "All right. I don't know how big a properties you buy, but he's like, I got a 4,856 square foot." And I was like, "Oh, is that the lot?" Because I got caught off guard. I was like, "Oh, that's got to be the lot size." He's like, "No, 5-bed, 3.5-bath. I was like, "Holy smokes." So anyway, I was out and about. So I set up an appointment with him the following day because I had plans and I was busy. So anyway, I called this gentleman today and I told him I'd see if I could have an offer with him because I got to, you know, talk to my partner about it and see what we can come up with you. So I set it up for tomorrow. Here's my only problem is it's the 5-bed, 3.5-bath, 4,856 square foot. And there's absolutely zero comps. He is the outlier property in his whole area. Nothing. Every other house I've looked at is like a quarter and maybe half of the square footage he has.
Okay. So I'll just give the honest truth. You have to figure out the biggest property price per square foot and then do it by that one and then get a crazy discount.
Okay.
I hate to tell you, I'm the man that will know everything, but the only way I've ever gotten rich in real estate and done good deals is I said, okay, I think it's kind of like this. And then I'm just going to make an offer that's so crazy low that I know I'm going to make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I get big deals. Right. And so it's the wholesaler that calculates everything perfectly to a T never gets the big deals. Mm-hmm. They're always calculating because they're trying to get the tightest margins possible.
Yeah.
And so I hate to tell you, but think of an offer that's like, okay, I can make money on this. Like, oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's a deal Zach will like be proud of me for. Yeah. And you make it. And he wants more, say, hey, show me the comps.
Yeah.
Show me the comps. No, right? And then, oh, well, I feel like it should be this, right? And so at that point, man, get the best. You ain't got cash flow comps on that. So I would find comps price per square foot and see from there.
Okay.
That's really your best way to do it.
I conditioned this guy actually pretty well when I was talking to him. I went through I had it listed out in front of me, like MTCP. I was like, we're going to get it all out of him. So I was starting to talk to him. And his motivation was that he has another house and he wants to, he's retired and he just wants that money in his pocket, you know, because he can run around and do whatever he wants. And then I was like, well, what's your time frame? He's like, I want to sell this last year. And I was like, well, all right. So you want to sell it quick. And he goes on about, I just put a new roof on. I did all these things. And I'm like, well, this property sounds like there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And it seems like you want to get the most out of it. So why don't you just list it with a realtor? And he's like, well, I don't like the way realtors talk to me. And I'm just like,
oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, but you sound like a nice gentleman. And I'm just like, thanks. So I didn't even know how to respond. So it just caught up with this. He came up and told me, he's like, well, I had a guy say he'll throw 500 at me. And I just watched a video too, that your dad said, when they say something like that, that's just an offer. Offers don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? Like that's just what somebody said. So it didn't, I was just like, all right, whatever. So I was just sitting here. He said the guy would pay 500,000. I was just like, all right, yeah, whatever. In my head, I said that. But so I was just trying to think of, yeah, like you said, just I got to pretty much just figure out like an offer that would, I know I can make money on and would be a good deal for me. You know, like the type of go for the no on this guy. He's probably going to shut me down, but either way, it don't matter. I'll move on regardless. But
you'll be fine, man.
Yeah.
Go for the no. Get the appointment, condition, and you'll be good, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one last question. So I don't know why I got confused on this or if I thought of it wrong the other day, but I write this stuff down just so I don't forget. So when you tell somebody you'll pay the closing costs, how do you implement that? Like, I just don't understand how that goes into.
So the buyer pays the closing costs, which in essence means you and your partner paying the closing costs.
Okay. Is that like something that's wrote up in the assignment contract or does that just happen at the end?
It's wrote up in the assignment contract.
Okay.
It's not specifically explicitly put it in the purchase and sale because it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Basically, it's what you guys say, right? Mm-hmm. So if you tell the title company we were paying closing costs, the seller ain't going to fight you on it. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes you have the seller pay closing costs, I don't explicitly put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
We write it. It seems like I just threw that contract together, but it's 20 years in the making. That contract, it's vaguely written just in case. But when you tell the title company you're going to pay closing costs, they just move the HUD over. It's not this big fancy thing. Okay. The assignment of contract though shows that the person buying your contract from you is going to pay all the closing costs.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense now. Because I'm sitting there in my head, I'm like, how does this process even work now? I was sitting there debating. Yeah,
and if a seller's like, you need to write in the contract, you can just add an extra line, write it, and it's legal. But contracts are not I know lawyers are on their high horse, but like, you ever talk to a legit lawyer that's like a friend that'll like tell you stuff, like not professional, that you write whatever you want. It doesn't matter. A judge is going to look at it and make a decision. Mm-hmm. And so there's no legal high bar for it, really. So you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So if a seller, for example, for you, just so you know, that says, oh, we need to make sure that we're selling the property and we get the furniture. Just write another line. It says, you know, buyer agrees to let seller take furniture at closing. Like you can write whatever you want on it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Gotcha. I get it. I saw
if you write something like, you know, he agrees to, you know, I don't know, chop his hand off, that judge will throw that off. Mm-hmm. But like, it's pretty simple.
That guy you talked to, I don't know if it was a video I'm pretty sure it was most recent, like not most recent, but a recent one where he's like, you can have the tractor, the two cars. That video made me laugh when I was sitting there and you're just like, what if I just want the property?
I'm not in the tractor business.
Yeah.
Right? I know. All right. So no, people try, oh, you wait, what if you pay me 10 extra and I give you the car? I don't care.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I made hundreds of thousands of dollars selling cars of our properties I've bought in, just junkyard wise. I should make a video on that one day. But there ain't money to it, man.
Mm-hmm. I was watching your other video as well. Like it was more of a motivational video that you put out, or like, I think it was one of your lives that you were doing with your dad, but you said, this video I had never seen before. It was a quote that you said, I can't remember what his name was, but it was like, it's all risky. You remember that? You remember that quote?
Jim Rohn. Yeah. I love Jim Rohn. Have you ever watched that quote, him talking about that?
I've only seen like short clips of him talking about it. I've never actually sat down.
Jim Rohn's the man. Mm-hmm. He's made every awesome motivational quote ever.
Yeah. So I was really sitting back and I used to talk a lot about wholesaling. Like, oh, I'm talking to all my buddies. Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you know, I was always just talking about it. And then I saw this video the other, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks ago. And it was like, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And then I was like, sure. Well, I ain't driving around. I ain't making the calls. I ain't doing this. So I ain't going to get any deals. So then I just, right after surgery, I just went like crazy, like all in.
If wholesaling doesn't work, is your life over?
No. I always told everybody, you know, if it doesn't work out, will I be a little upset for like a minute? Maybe, yeah. But it's on to the next thing. You know, if it doesn't work out,
you only lose when you quit, though.
Yes, sir. That's why I've had a lot of times where I'm like, man, maybe this wholesaling thing just ain't for me. But I'm just going to keep going because
everyone says that. But the ones that choose not to quit after saying that are the ones that do well. So that's it.
I'm just like, every time I get on a call and it's a no, I'm like, okay, next one. Who knows? Could be a yes. So
that's it, man. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. I'm going to keep at it. Thanks for talking, Zach.
Keep it up, man. Appreciate it. Bandit signs on crutches. What's your excuse? Let me know. Love it. Xavier.
Yo, Zach, what's up?
I'm good, man. What's up? How can I help you out?
Right. I know I keep getting on here. I'm just trying to get better for you. I appreciate you always answering. But
dude, I love talking to everyone. What's up? Yeah.
So basically right now I got a deal under contract and it's with a realtor, but how I found it was through a government list. I found it under the code violations, and basically it's 5 acres, and basically I got it locked up. I'm thinking, do I have it locked up too high? And I remember watching a video, you can't really match numbers on land because like whatever the cash buyer is willing to pay. So it's more so I'm trying to see if I'm too high or if I'm in the right place. So I knocked it down. I got basically 50,000 off. I got locked up at 205, and the area is good. But for 5 acres, I'm thinking, is that way too high, like 205,000?
I hate to tell you, man, for a land deal, you're going to have to bring in some buyers and see what they say.
Yeah, and I have...
I'm not the buyer. You can't calculate land like that, unfortunately. Okay. You just got to go to the buyer and see. Yeah.
Okay, so I have one buyer. We're meeting with him. We're going to sit down and have dinner Wednesday. July 5th. I think that's the 5th.
Okay.
So we're going to have dinner and we're going to talk about it. And he actually went by the property too. So he's interested in doing like development for homes. So I was just wondering, like, am I in the wrong market? Like, I keep, but I'm
doing everything. Your market's fine, man.
Yeah. And I know it takes time. So like, I'm not trying to rush it. And like, I'm young, so I don't want to.
I know you're young. You're in barber school. Like, you can do wholesaling barber school and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you're rushing to do this, man.
Yeah.
There's no timetable. You can't compare yourself to me. I can't compare myself to you.
Right.
You're on your own story. This is Xavier's journey. This isn't Zach's journey. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not running your game. You're not running my game. You're running your own game.
Yeah.
The only person you should compare yourself. Who should you compare yourself to? Do you know? There's actually
myself.
The man you were yesterday.
Yeah, I was before. Yeah. So
that's it, man.
Yeah, I was just really saying that only because my realtor, I know that the earnest money deposit, she wants that. She said if I can have it by the 5th, which I really think that the buyer, he is willing to do it. So hopefully that.
See, if he wants to buy the deal, then sure. If a dinner is going to do it, I think dinners are stupid like that. But heck, if he makes him buy the deal, go do it all day, every day.
Okay, yeah. All right, that makes sense. So it's just the EMD part. And then I was working with another cash buyer. And he is sketchy because right now he's in a town where I'm in. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And he's a big, like, he's big. He's doing development for bigger, like, properties. And I keep on sending him properties. And it's like, I had a warehouse that I was working under that I was telling you about. And it's like, I'll send it to him. And he's like, I think he looking at me like a flunky. Just like, send him the deals that I find. And he's going to basically see if he could go behind my back. So that's one thing, like you always said, don't send the address. And that's what I got.
One thing I'm finding for you, man, you're finding the deals, but you're having a hard time dispoing them. Would you disagree or agree?
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, I'm not strong in my dispo. I'm not closing out.
Between you and me, man, I know some people that, like, I know some people watching the likes, what? I would die for Xavier's issue.
Yeah.
Here's the truth, man. You're wholesaling the right way. Mm-hmm. Your methods of finding the deals are good, but I truly believe you're finding deals in the wrong areas.
Okay.
And so do you know how to find the right areas? Do you got to find buyers where they want to get them?
Okay. Right? Yeah. That's another thing.
What's your least favorite food?
My least favorite food my least favorite food.
If you go to dinner with this guy tomorrow and this is what's getting served, you're like, you ain't going to eat it. What is it?
I can't really say. I want to say like, I don't like ribs like that. Pork
ribs,
like brisket, porks. I don't eat pork like that. I don't really eat.
That's fine. All right.
Yeah.
Pork. If I go and I go knock on your door and I give you a nice barbecue pork sandwich, and I'm like, I'll sell it to you for $5 right now. You eat it. It's all cooked. You're just gonna say no, right?
Yeah.
But it's so good, man. Why are you gonna eat it, bro?
Yeah. See.
You're gonna say no.
Yeah.
Come on, man. They sell them for $8. You're gonna say no. You ain't the pork guy, all right?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't going to work. Yeah. And so, like, so do I. Am I the worst guy in the world? No, trust me. I like my barbecue, okay? I'll be a buyer for it. Yeah. And so the question is, you're talking to the wrong buyers or are you in the wrong area, right?
Okay.
If I go, so you're in Michigan, right? So, for example, if I go to, like, Dearborn, Michigan, if I order a barbecue joint, I ain't going to do well there, right? Yeah. Like there's a big Muslim population. I ain't going to like pork.
Yeah.
And so like, it's the wrong area.
Yeah.
I think you're probably trying to sell your deals in the wrong area. All right. Okay. And so you need to go to buyers and say, what do you like? So for example, Xavier, if I'm going to sell you food, I'm going to say, what food do you like? Oh, I like this. Okay. Then I'm going to get that food, make it, and then sell it to you. And you're most likely going to buy it.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you need to go find the buyers, reverse wholesale it, say what areas you're looking to buy and what houses. Then go mark in those areas and use your magic of locking up deals that you clearly already have. You have a skill at it and then do it like that. And you'll be, I think that'll solve the equation you have.
So reverse wholesale.
Go to the buyers. Where are you looking to buy? What areas? Mm-hmm. You've clearly shown you're good at finding deals and locking them up.
Yeah.
So that's fine. We already got that taken care of.
Yeah.
You need to go to the buyers and say, what are you looking to buy?
Okay.
You're selling pork to a bunch of Xaviers and ain't working.
Yeah.
So see what they want to eat, man. Stop guessing.
Okay, cool. All right. One more thing. All right. So I talked to another seller last week. It was a Drive for Dollars lead that I got and it said for sale. I called his phone while I was driving and basically I told him like me and my partner are cash buyers, but he's an investor. So he caught on to like how I was basically saying the script. So he's like, I think you're trying to wholesale. But I told him we're cash buyers. And he's like, I don't think that's going to work for a deal. So it's like, sometimes you won't get them all. And that's what you told us. Like, you just got to learn how to move on. And I'm in that stage. So, like, I was going to ask, like, in that situation, how can I do better if I wanted to sell that property?
You know, wholesaler, me and my partner looking to buy them for cash. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I'll sometimes I'll wholesale a deal.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a good deal that we'll close it for cash. I mean, I can't guarantee you until I actually see the house. Can I see the house?
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right, cool. All right. Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. That's it, man.
Keep the grind up.
Yep.
All right. Next here we got Wholesale Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, Zach? How you doing,
man? Boss, man. What's up?
Dude, not much, brother. I just started wholesaling, man, probably like 2.5 months ago. I did a cold call this morning with my girlfriend, but she said sometimes I sound like a robot because I'm reading off script sometimes. So yeah. I'm just seeing if you could work with me, man, is do a practice cold call play and tell me what's my issues, or, you know, just let me know what's going on.
Okay, first and foremost, do you understand that when I'm talking to you right now, you don't sound like a robot, you sound like a regular person?
Yeah.
Because you're talking from the heart.
Right.
We can use that for your calls. All right, let's see what you got.
All right, let's do it, brother. Just before we start, what's the ARV?
You got to guess that, not me. Let's call it 220.
220. Okay, right on, brother. All right. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, hello. I'm looking for Zach.
This is him.
Hey, Zach. This is Carlos. I know this call is random. I was calling about your property I believe you own on 123 Main Street.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to see if you'd consider an offering the property there.
Maybe. Who is this? What do you want?
So this is Carlos, brother. I'm a local home buyer in the area, and right now I'm looking for houses to purchase, and that's why I was trying to see if you'd consider an offer on your property there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, right on, Zach. Well, I would like to get you a price that you would like, but I would have to find out some information. Can you tell me, have you done any major remodeling to the kitchen and bathroom in the last 5 years?
All right, Charlie, I'm gonna cut you off right now. All right, okay. First and foremost, how long have you been dating your girlfriend for?
Shoot, bro, like 2.5 years, going on
2.5 years. So I think she knows you better than probably a lot of people. She spent a lot of time with you, right? She knows your mannerisms. Yeah. She knows what gets you mad, what doesn't get you mad, what you like, what you don't like. If she can sense that you're not normally who you are, the Carlo she likes and knows, that's a big sign. All right. And so 5 seconds in, and I want you to go watch this on the YouTube channel right after. Yeah. Watch the girlfriend if you want. She'll point it out. She's probably better than anyone pointing out this. You went from friendly Carlos to robot Carlos like instantly. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And what did I tell you from this spot? Why you sounded normal to me? Because you were talking from the heart. You sound like a regular dude. Okay. Now, first and foremost, I'm going to roast you, but you did not use my script. I can tell very fast.
Okay.
The reason why I use my script is because my script is so simple that anyone can say it. You're acting like Carlos, the hedge fund investment man that's wearing a suit. And are you comfortable wearing a suit? I ain't comfortable wearing a suit. I feel like the tie chokes me. Okay. My script is really simple. Hey, this is Carlos. Are you the owner of this house? And are you interested in selling it? That is it. Okay. Hey, me and my partner, Charlie, we're looking to buy a couple houses for cash. Are you looking to sell it? What do you want? We're just looking to buy a couple houses for cash. What are you going to do with the house? I don't know. Maybe we buy them, rent it out, maybe renovate them. Like, there's a lot of things we can do. I'm generally talking. That's the way I talk. I'm pretty simple. You watch my live calls. Anyone ever sees me off the street, I'm the same way. Okay. So what I want you to know is let's replay it, but let's do it from the heart. Okay. Charlie, from the heart, talk to me. But talk to me in a way where it's like, hey, are you the owner and are you looking to sell it? That is it. Not, can we get the right offer for you? Like, hey, not tell me about that. Like, give me the renovation, the condition, the house. That sounds so stupid. All right. Tell me about the house. How's the roof? Does it need any like fixing up around it? Like whatever. Carl, is it Charlie or Carlos?
My name's Carlos.
Carlos. Okay, cool. I don't know why it's Charlie. All right. So Carlos, have you ever bought a car?
Yeah.
Okay. When you bought someone's car, were you like, oh, how's the transmission on the car? Is the fuel valve engaged in there? How's the intake on the fuel thing? No. You're probably like, is there any scratches on it? Is it running good? How many miles? Like, you sounded normal. You don't sound like a robot off the script trying to buy a car. It's like, why is this guy sounding so robotic trying to buy a car from me, right? You're just regular. If I replace the word car with house, then it's, everyone flips their mind. I don't know why. You're just like buying a car, man. You're nervous sometimes because you're afraid you're going to screw up the deal. If you don't get the deal, you don't get the deal, man. Like, that's it. So let's redo it. But I want you to talk from the heart, roughly using the script I have. All right?
All right.
All right. Let it rip, man.
All right. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, hello. I'm looking for Zach.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Zach. My name's Carlos. And I was calling about your property on 123 Main Street.
Okay. What do you want?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to see if you were selling the property.
No, I don't have it listed.
Okay, sure. Well, I just wanted to see if you would be interested in the cash offer for that property.
I mean, maybe. I was thinking about it. Why are you asking me this?
Okay. No, I'm just a local buyer in the area, and I'm looking to buy some property this year. So, okay. I mean, if you're looking to sell, I could help you out and see maybe if we're right for each other, you know?
Okay.
Okay, Zach. Can I ask you a few questions about your property so I could get you the best offer that will work out for you?
Sure.
Okay, right on, man. Well, how's the condition of the property? Have you done any major upgrades to the property at all, like in the kitchen, bathroom area?
No.
No? Okay, right on. And what about the painting and the flooring? Have you done any upgrades to that specific area of the house?
No, not really. I bought the house in 2006, so I didn't really do anything with it since then.
Okay, so you have everything in the original condition then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right on, Zach. And let's say if I was to get you an offer that you would like to, that you would agree upon, Zach, how soon would you be looking to sell, man?
I don't know. I mean, I guess 45 days?
45 days? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, usually I could close within 30 days, 13 to 14 days. So, I mean, 40 days, that'd be no issue for us. And besides that, well, I mean, why are you looking to sell?
I mean, I'm just trying to move out. You know, I'd rather go to a different area.
Different area? Oh. What are you trying to go to?
Try to West Florida. It's a lot more peaceful than here.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's good. Okay, Zach. Well, I mean, it looks like homes in your area are going for around, with similar condition, original condition, are going for about 140. Would that work for you, Zach? If we could get you 140?
No.
No? Okay, well, what would work for you, Zach?
Not 140. That's way too low.
Okay. Well, keep in consideration, Zach. I know it's pretty low. But we pay all the closing costs back. Also, there's no real estate commissions. So, I mean, you wouldn't have to list it on the market. And also, too, I purchased property as is. So, you wouldn't have to do any repairs. You know, you wouldn't have to do anything to the property. So, for an offer like that, how much would you take, Zach?
I don't know. You got to give me a better offer.
Okay. Well, just let's say a magical number. Like, I know there's that number that every person has in mind. What do you have in mind, Zach?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, you're the one calling me.
Right, right. Okay. Well, how about this, Zach? If I could come by We can set an appointment and I can come by your house to check it out, you know, and its condition or whatnot. I can make a better offer, and I could also see what other houses are going for. And like that, you know, we could work on a price that you like and that would work for you to get you to move to West Florida. Then we could agree to something.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, right on, Zach. Sounds good. I'll be in the area tomorrow, say around 2 o'clock. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, right on, Zach. I'll text you my info, and we're scheduled tomorrow for 2 o'clock.
All right, perfect.
All right. Thanks, Zach. See you there.
All right. Carlos, that was amazing, dude. I want your girlfriend to watch that and ask if Carlos version one or Carlos version two was the Carlos that she knows and likes, right? Right? Like, come on, man. Right? Like, come on, dude. You're your regular self. You sound way more like yourself. Now, one thing I will tell you, of course, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect with it. But if you can remove the right ons and the ums and buts, you'd be good. The reason why you're saying right on is because let me tell you, because I used to do this. I used to say and or but a lot. Now I still do it, but a lot less. And so you're saying right on because you're thinking of what to say next. It's subconscious. It's nothing you're doing wrong. It's a subconscious thing that you are trying to think of what to say, but you're trying to fill in the words. And so I want you to consciously know that when you're saying it, because right now you probably didn't realize you were saying that. You probably is like invisible to yourself. When you're starting, have that in the back of your mind when you're talking to sellers and stuff, and you're going to figure out you actually say that. And once you figure that out, it's like, hey, stop that. Over about a month or two, it will be out of your vocabulary. It won't even be even a thought. And so that's the only thing I could tell you, man. You eliminate that. You eliminate some of the, they're called filler words. Once you're conscious that you say that, it gets cut out. And that's like, it's something you got to practice with a little more, but you will sound, if you eliminated that, you would be elite. You'd sound elite on it. It'd be great. The only on top of that thing is with watch my script, go to freelancing.com. I do let everybody know that when I'm cold calling, if you're interested, I get some info, I get out of there. And then I probe again on the offer and price after that. And once you start learning on there, I kind of do the partner, the good. Do you know the good cop, bad cop?
Yeah. I've seen videos with you.
You didn't do that. You just threw 140 out the window recklessly.
Okay.
Come on. You're in a fight. You just threw a punch recklessly without even protecting yourself. What happens if you don't protect yourself on a punch? You're going to get countered. Come on. You know how to fight, right? So you got to protect yourself. Say, hey, you know. That's why you get off the phone, you get back and say, you have an excuse. Now you talk to your crazy partner, Zach, who said he wants to buy it for 140. Hey, I talked to Zach. He wanted to buy this thing around 140. Ah, I could never do that. Hey, I know he's crazy. What works for you? Oh, I have no idea. You're calling me, right? See, I did that. You got a little stuck there, which is fine. That's an objection. Yeah. I'm testing you. I'm seeing how you're reacting. You reacted very well on it. What I would say in that situation is, okay, I mean, would you take a dollar for the property? No. And then you do the dollar bill method, go back and forth and volley. You're volleying really well. If you gave me two more volleys, I would have given you the offer though. And so you did really good on it, man. There's always some improvement. If you hop back on next week, like kind of like Candy, if you saw the beginning with her, you'll get about 50% better and then 50% better, then 50% better. And you just, your skills keep going up, man. But I want you to, I know, trust me, I hate watching myself on video, my voice, it's cringy to myself. But I want you to watch it and then see how much different you sound. Insane difference, man. And people like you because you are you, not because you're robot Carlos. They like Carlos Carlos. So be that person, okay? Don't act like this be Zach when closing because I'm a weirdo. Don't act like me. You're not going to be good at being me. You're going to be good at being yourself. And so once we improve the version of yourself on there, you do well, all right?
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you.
Appreciate it. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for today. I know I got some people backstage. Stay after. I'll talk to you all after backstage. But appreciate it, guys. If you want to go out here, 10 deals this year, make a consistent schedule and do it every single stinking day. Guys, consistently go out here, consistently take action, consistently market, and you'll get rich in this business. Guys, this is Zach and signing out. Rickon's got a stream tomorrow. I wish everybody the best, and I will see y'all soon. Oh, also, FYI, if you ever watched the YouTube channel and stuff, no live stream Tuesday for July 4th on the Flip the Rick and the Zakin and all the YouTube channels. I'll be celebrating America, man. Why, we got the American flag behind me. But I'll do a live stream Wednesday. All right. So we're doing some live cold call on Wednesday. So I appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys hit that like button, subscribe, and see you guys soon. Have a blessed one. Boom!